Hello and welcome to our podcast on relationships. My name is Ruby.
I'm Jade.
And Olivia will be with us soon. So the topics we'll be discussing are all about consent. I will be talking about the safety surrounding consent.
I'll be talking about the benefits of relationships.
And Olivia will be giving us an overview of what consent is.
Unfortunately, Olivia has gone on holidays and is unable to make it today, so I'll be filling in for her in her absence. We'll be discussing what consent really means. What is consent? Consent is used for permission for something to happen or agreement to do something. Why is it important? Consent is defined as voluntary agreement to engage in sexual activities with another person. What is the purpose of consent? It is important to give consent so you know what you and your partner or partners want.
Now for some statistics. Sexual assault can happen to anyone. While it is more prominent in females, it can happen to males as well. A statistic that we found shows that of sexual assault victims, 79% were female and 21% were male. I will now be moving on to the safety surrounding consent. Consent is an essential part of any relationship, as they are mutually agreeing to take part in intimacy. However, if it isn't used, then it can take a toll on your relationship. If consent isn't used and the other partner continues to have sexual activity, it can be considered sexual assault. The punishment by law for sexual assault can be severe, anywhere from 5 to 25 years in prison. Not only that, but the emotional trauma can have a major impact and last a lifetime. What you should do and who you should contact if consent isn't used or you are in danger. The first step is to look after the victim and make sure they are okay. If they feel unsafe, contact the CASA. If you need support before you report the crime, that is okay. The next step is to report to the police. You can report over the phone or go to any local police station. If you report over the phone, you will need to meet at the police station eventually. If you meet at the police station, you will be taken to a secluded room and will be spoken to privately about everything and asked if you want to make a formal report. If you're in danger after the incident has occurred, you can contact Reach Out either on their website or call 1-800-RESPECT. You should contact the police as soon as you're in a safe environment to do so. Now for some more statistics. More than 60% of sexual assault victims have been between the ages of 18 and 34.
And now we are going to talk about benefit relationships. There are so many ways to have a happier and healthier relationship, like using lots of kindness, like being nice to like your partner. Find things in common like colour, drawings, sports and stuff like that. Consent can be used to create a safer environment for both partners. Like, don't bully your partner like abusing and into trusting you. See your partner as a precious and valuable person and earn the trust of your partner through consent behaviour that respects your partner's incredible worth.
In this podcast on consent in relationships, in this podcast on consent in relationships, we have covered what is consent, why we should use it, the positives of consent, what happens if it isn't used, and who to call if you need help. I'm Ruby, and thank you for listening.